We're going to wrap up our conversations this morning with a kaupapa that I find very important, and it's how we might better care for our kaumātua. We're an ageing population, and of course you see all the ads for people who are going into these retirement villages. That's not really the case for our people. We tend to have them at home with us because we love them dearly and we don't want to have anyone else care for them. We want to do that ourselves. Well, that's the feeling I have. We're joined today by Dr. Mariana Morrison. Now, Te Puke o Turangi anchors a powerful iwi-led vision that spans the rohe, connecting communities in a shared commitment to reimagine how we care for our kaumātua. Mariana, thank you for joining us. Ko Dale tēnei, it's a pleasure to have a kōrero about our oldies, which I'm fast becoming. Thank you for your time. Tēnā koe, Tuhine.
Tēnā koe.
Now, people are describing this as a world-first model. What are the key elements that make this papakāinga model of care fundamentally different from traditional aged care systems, Mariana?
Yeah, so thank you firstly for that question. So we already know that there are excellent kaupapa Māori models operating across Aotearoa, so that's also important to acknowledge. What makes this model unique and distinctly unique is its bespoke Ngāti Whakaue papakāinga model of care, which is developed from the aspirations of our kaumātua. So we undertook some research to better understand what it was like for ageing with a Ngāti Whakaue, and they have shared their aspirations and they want to remain connected to their whānau whenua marae as long as possible. And obviously, as you've highlighted, we're seeing an increase in pressure in aged care services, workforce shortages as an ageing population. So traditionally, aged care often focuses on services and facilities. However, this model focuses on supporting people to age where they already are.
So we're talking of kaimahi come to tautoko, so enabling our people to stay in their own whare for longer?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
What's involved then to achieve that goal, Mariana?
Yeah, most definitely. So I think one of the strongest strengths of the model is the consortium that sits behind all of this to ensure the success. So what we've done from Te Puke all the way down to Turangi is bring together a consortium, which is brought together by it's an iwi-led model of care. It has a group of providers, primary care, workforce development, community partners with a shared framework rather than organisations working in silo. So this ensures that a more coordinated continuum of care is supporting our kaumātua and the whānau that support our kaumātua.
Tēnā koe. That's interesting to develop this consortium. What were some of the challenges of pulling that together? What's most powerful about having achieved that goal?
Yeah, most definitely. So I think there weren't any barriers. So the consortium is made up of kaupapa Māori providers, primary healthcare organisations, where we all have a collective shared understanding and a shared response to ageing well and the commitment to not recreate, but how can we work collectively to address and respond to the need.
Tell us how it might be different to mainstream models here. And I'm imagining our people going in to look after our kaumātua in their whare for as long as we can. So there's going to be some levels of expertise needed, obviously, by those who knock on the door. And I'm hoping that there's some cultural dimensions to the way that they deliver the service. So what's entailed here? Is it nurses that visit the whare or something more than that?
Yes, I think it's something more than that. And it's really, I suppose we need to be really clear that it's about ensuring that the community, it's a community-led initiative. So we currently have providers that are all providing services within the community. And we have quite a siloed approach to that. So what we're trying to do is to strengthen the capability of not only our workforce, but also our unregulated workforce. So that is whānau that support whānau. By bringing together strategic partners and the consortium which sits behind it to grow the quality and also formalise this this papakāinga model of care to be able to age in place for as long as possible.
So the workforce strategy, part of this, is focusing on training whānau carers already doing this mahi, but what impact could formalising and upskilling this, I guess, largely unregulated workforce have on both care quality, Mariana, and employment pathways?
Oh, most definitely. So this opportunity starts with the unregulated workforce, and we're looking to grow to build the pipeline of our workforce capability for our unregulated whānau that support whānau. But we also have a Hauora Academy that sits alongside to grow the rangatahi for the what's to come. So by 2032, we're going to have a shortage of 12,000 beds in Aotearoa and aged care. So we're putting our investment into the front end, which is our rangatahi, growing our unregulated workforce, but also looking at what pathways we have to grow our own whānau to ensure that we meet the capability and the capacity of what's to come in the very near future.
Yeah, tēnā koe, there could be care, of course, but there could also be medical issues that need attention. How would this model practically enable kaumātua to age in place on their whenua while still receiving consistent clinical oversight and support, Mariana?
Yeah, most definitely. Yes, most definitely. So that's where the consortium comes in, where we're having a shared response to this. So as the escalation of need is required, we will, as a consortium, be working together collectively, as opposed to, you know, having to go into, for example, the GP service, if I use that as an example. We may or may not have a nurse practitioner that would be able to have clinical oversight. Where, for example, a whānau has identified a need of a whānau member that's dehydrated or malnourished or even showing early signs of mate wariwari. But in order to have our whānau trained with the capability and the skills to understand what those are, we're already mitigating that need. However, there will be clinical oversight, which is the difference of what we currently have with the way things are delivered currently in the community.
Tēnā koe, Mariana, encouraging. And we need to get into the space because, as I mentioned at the start, our people are living longer. I know we're still dragging the chain somewhat with life expectancy, but hopefully that'll get addressed as we go forward. But with the model built, accredited, and I guess ready to go, what kind of investment or policy support is needed now to scale this across Te Manawataki and potentially across the rest of Aotearoa?
Yeah, most definitely. So the model is built, the workforce program is accredited, and we're ready for implementation, as you've just mentioned. What we need now is an investment to pilot, evaluate, and scale this model across Te Manawataki and beyond. So the reality is we cannot build, our way out of an ageing population through residential care alone. We need to, for example, with the papakāinga model of care, look at community-led solutions that support people earlier, closer to home, keep them connected to their people and their whenua as long as possible. And if we get that right, and this framework has the potential to be adapted by other iwi and communities across Te Manawataki, I think for me this kaupapa is really about creating a future where our kaumātua can age and mana and in place and call home surrounded by whānau.
It's been wonderful having a cordial with you. These are encouraging initiatives from our people, and let's face it, no one's going to care for our peeps better than ourselves, so we all have to gear up and do what we can to make the lives of our kaumātua and kui as satisfying as it can be in the back end of life. With us today, Dr. Mariana Morrison. Thanks, Mariana, for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe tuhine.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kia ora, nice talking. Thank you.